Okay.
We're recording. Meeting to discuss the library 5K. People present are Elder Rodriguez and Walter. And
no visitors.
No visitors, no public comments, so we'll go right into the business of the 5K. So.
You get the contract?
I have the contract.
Time.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I'm thinking it seems to be the same contract we did last year.
Okay.
Can I hold over the rate?
Sure.
I think she kept the rate.
I think she kept the rate the same.
That's awesome.
My thought.
Oh, and bib numbers, no charge. That's
right.
Nice.
She'll supply the gate. Start and end gate and the mile markers. This time we'll run the race the right direction. That away.
Who will do that?
That was a little confusing.
Well, we'll get the park board involved in it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we need some of their assistance with cones and
whatnot. But do we want to go with them for the website?
No. My thought was we let them do it.
Okay.
Yeah. The one
I think if I remember right, she was
that was set up included.
Set up of that was included. I think the only thing she was charging us for were the transaction fees.
Okay, is that on here at all? We'd have to contact her about that.
Yeah,
that's fair.
I think last time she said that it would be just the transaction fees.
Have we ever considered, I know we do, like we did the medal for the winners last time, to do finisher medals, or is that a little bit too fancy for us, do we think?
They weren't terribly, well, those weren't expensive,
yeah.
So we could do something a little nicer. Now, he is trying to sell the business, so I don't know if the place I went with will still be in business.
Mm-hmm.
I know his daughter, they've been there a while.
Maybe
they're out in Sandwich. So, I mean, we could always order ahead while he's still in business. We could order now. But the small ones were really inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were $5 or something like that.
Say finisher or something like that.
I know. I remember from last year we wanted to do a few more age groups.
Yeah.
So that our younger kids, I mean, we didn't have a ton of people sign up so that our younger ones would have a first, second, and third.
Yeah.
Because I think, did we only have female and male?
Yeah. I think so.
And we wanted to have maybe three age groups.
The two winners. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, last time we only had a 2 months really of planning.
We did pretty awesome for
We have a lot of stuff still left over up there, garbage cans and
T-shirts. We're gonna reuse the T-shirts.
Stuff.
Yep. I think I purposely didn't put a year on them.
Right.
That's, so we could do a different color this year, but only augment what we already have.
Yeah. So I think we probably have 60 or 70 T-shirts left because probably closer to 60 because we only did like 40 people, 40 something.
So, okay. As long as I have my computer open, I think I am technically a secretary. Should I say take some notes?
And well, the notes.
And then email it to everyone?
If you want. Oh, members present. I guess I got a
pin milling.
Trying to go back to the account stuff she said last year.
Because it's just kind of us. So we need to find a vice president and a treasurer.
Sorry, but neither of those will be me.
My major to avoid having to take it again. Okay, so what do we need to do? So we want to look into...
Well, we need to look into sponsors. Right. This is the list of sponsors that Trinity Church used.
I have two on my list to call that I planned on calling, but I haven't gotten to them yet.
I've talked to the company that does my particular financial planning. She's interested in helping. As soon as we have more information that she could look up, like something on the website, the library's website, something on there. Like that.
That was on my list. Boomba and Naperville Running Company were on my list to call, and I haven't yet, but they're on my list.
And I've been going over here.
I know. I'll make sure to do it tomorrow. I was going to make sure to do it today, and then work got a little crazy.
I've talked to Cornish Chiropractic, and she's checking to see if this was something. They've done them in the past.
Okay.
Sponsored.
There's so many of them now.
We'll find one. I mean, I've got a chiropractor. Everyone's got a chiropractor that we can call.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't.
Throw a rock at it.
Yeah.
I've never been to one.
Yeah.
Well, not to get everything recorded, I hit the concrete floor in my house and ended up in the hospital last week. So
you have a chiropractor.
I'm going to the chiropractor.
I was like, so you have a chiropractor.
Straighten some things out.
Who are you going to?
Cornish.
Okay.
And so that's who you're talking. You're going to ask. You said Cornish.
Yeah, I asked them, and their office manager is checking with their.
Oh, is this foundation. Have his daughter. I had both his daughters. Are they the heart?
Joe Harriet, he does catering.
Oh, I'm thinking of another Harriet whose daughter, him and his wife do the heart screenings. They do CPR training and...
I don't think that's them.
Okay.
Yeah. They belong to Trinity, and they do the chicken and pork chop things.
Okay. I'm trying to see if I know anyone here.
Who's that company that does... He's kind of giving that up in favor of that other group that's out there doing the chicken and pork chop dinners.
Oh, I know what you mean. I can't think of it right now. But they do them for the Boy Scouts. They do them for a couple different organizations because they do them out of the church, too.
Oh, like a barbecue fundraiser?
Yeah, like platters that they sell, yeah.
I think they charge the organization a flat fee, and whatever you charge above that is what you make.
Yeah.
It's like $10 per dinner.
Should we have like a letter drafted that we can take to these businesses with our 501c3?
Yeah,
because then when they do make a donation.
We're not a 501c3, are we?
We're not a nonprofit.
I don't think we're a nonprofit, but I don't think the 501c3.
Which kind are we? Do we have a letter?
We're a city business.
I feel like I got it last year because Michelle gave it to me for some donation we did get.
Tax exempt letter.
That's the one I mean.
Yeah,
but they can use that when they want to write off that they gave an organization a donation. That we're tax exempt like my school is tax exempt, so I always take that for somebody who's going to give me a donation.
Yeah.
So it's nice when you have the letter in that. So if you draft a letter, then we all have something uniform to go and. Mm-hmm. And that way, when they're like, that my manager handles that.
Because
I found that when you go in, you're going to get a lot better. Mm-hmm. I don't mind going to Grand Rental. They're pretty nice. I've had their kids. Or Paradise Car Wash, if we want to. You're typing this up. So I'll go to Grand Rental, Grand Station Rental, and Paradise Car Wash.
Can I spell your name right? WAMECA?
CC. Two C's.
And I don't mind Paradise, going. Which one?
Paradise, Grand Station.
You want to mark them off there so we can
check. Yes, I'll do.
Grand Station.
Paradise. And Stevens. I'll go there too.
Is that where we get our t-shirts right now?
No.
Okay.
Because they're typically closer to $10, and the place I got them from was only $5. But I do go there for embroidery of things. For my teams.
Yeah, have my Yorkville Liquor sponsor a 5K.
Well, hey, it's not that far off.
Yeah.
Now, do we have some sort of what happens if you get 50, 100, 150? Should we develop that? How will we, you know, like on my t-shirts, on the back of my t-shirts, everybody donated about the same, but I know sometimes they'll have you're at the top and you're a bigger font than middle.
I mean, what's reasonable? I mean, we're not going out here asking for massive sponsorships, but maybe like 500 is top tier, 300 is middle,
150
or 150 is about, I mean, something like that in that range.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
Yeah, so we're not going out asking for tons.
And then sometimes, I mean, there are literally businesses that have no more than, like, say, 50 to give you. So what happens if, you know...
We can have, like, a something...
Are you just in our promotion on our website? So, you know, like, the letter... the letter that only said what we were hoping for, but also...
sponsor.
And what benefits you get for that.
Mm-hmm.
You
get a bigger edible.
Plus.
Yeah. But that's what these people are trying to justify their advertising costs.
Yeah. All right, so here, let's see.
I don't know what it costs to do a banner. If we did a banner that had all their sponsors on
it. It used to be a good sign company.
I actually know one. He's not very expensive at all. Yeah. There's one over there. Who do I know can make you a banner? Actually, I have a banner that I got made. It was a couple years ago, but it was like less than $50. I got made from this business that's not on here. The t-shirt people on the corner. What is it called? Logo Shirt Company.
So platinum sponsor is $500 up, and we're telling them they get top billing. We'll figure out what that is.
No.
Silver sponsor could be between $250 and $499.
Sure.
They get something. TBA. Don't know what it is yet. And then What am I doing here? Platinum, silver, bronze? Does that sound good? Or gold? Should I gold, silver,
gold,
bronze?
Gold, silver, bronze.
So a gold sponsor, silver, and then a bronze sponsor can be... if we're $250, then it's anything $249 and below.
Mm-hmm.
And they get something.
Up to $150. And then...
So also, top billing. What do you mean by top billing?
I don't know yet.
So you need to say website, which is easy to control. Right. That they are low. They're on YPL website, YPL Facebook.
Facebook. I mean, we could even decide at a certain point, depending on a certain sponsor. I mean, it could be the, like, let's say Paradise Car Wash says, "Yeah, I'll give you $500." Maybe it's the Paradise Car Wash 5K.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. You know what I mean? Like,
well, it's,
to a certain degree, it's the Book It 5K.
Yeah.
By Paradise. You know what I mean?
Just the top. Something instead like of that. Saying top billing, you're prominent T-shirt, prominent placement on T-shirt. Because if somebody donates over $500, they basically just bought our T-shirts.
Yeah.
So we know we'll be able to get the t-shirts and get them printed with an extra... Because it costs money to put the thing on the back. But when you're doing it in one color, it doesn't cost a ton. Because I just did that for my sponsors. I put them on the back of my kids' t-shirts.
I've seen them where they put all the sponsors on the back of the t-shirt.
But the logos are different. I've seen that, but like...
I've seen the top ones are bigger and then they kind of get smaller and smaller.
What was that one?
So maybe the gold sponsor is prominent placement on the t-shirt and you get billed on the, or you get some billing on the
website. I think we should probably think about banner. If we can get one above 500, that they get race day banner or displayed on race day banner. And that's something you can separate from the next layer. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. to give less, maybe, you're not on the banner.
Maybe the website and that's Facebook, everybody. That's easy. So those, those go everywhere. And then,
if you give above $250, maybe you're on the t-shirt too.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to call it logo placement on t-shirts. And then bronze sponsor. I mean, is that asking a lot though to say, like, even if you give us $200, you're still just going to get your name on the website and Facebook? But we want to make it, are we going a little too high there?
Oh, we created thank you bags. What did we create for everyone? Race day bags?
We had Jimmy John's that gave
Jimmy John's gave us some money or gave us some.
No, but we actually, the packets, we also shoved the packets with like other people's races. We can do that too. So that every, is it locked?
Is it locked? I don't think, I didn't lock it.
Muscle, but I need to be stronger. We're actually going to pack stuff up.
Okay.
The doors are unlocked. Do you
okay.
need those locked?
No, not until we're done with the meeting.
Okay, then we'll close this and turn the alarm on. Perfect. Okay, thank you.
Any popcorn
over?
Left over?
Yes.
Okay, so.
I was like, did I see some people here for the movie?
Well, they came in really late and they're like, no, we're not staying. I was like, all right.
We had 10 people signed up.
Ooh. And nobody came?
No.
It's really cold outside.
After
please take that home to family.
Yes.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Sorry.
We're so gold. We got
so do you think
banners,
we get Jimmy John's to do that?
Silver gets website Facebook and gets Beyond the Shirt, and Brad just gets website and Facebook.
Oh, sorry.
Should all of them get all of them? We can say, you know,
Everybody
include anything.
No, it's on.
Include anything in the bag.
Race bag.
Yeah. They should all get that, I think. What do you call that?
Race bag promotion. People decide not to bring their children out in the cold.
Okay. Anything else that we can do? Think of?
That doesn't cost as much, but you think?
Here, I can do a little special about this.
Do we want to change the amount and type more people since we are so small, year two?
Yeah, maybe we make goals.
149 and above, and then it's 150 to, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
500
to
lot.
I feel like our bottom tier is still quite a bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, bronze can be
150. 149. I think it push a couple people to go ahead and just write that 150 check.
And then this is 150 to 499.
Mm-hmm. 492, but it's too wide of a.
Yeah.
I would say probably
300?
Maybe 399 or 299. Yeah, I would think I'm 299 or.
And then our goal can be 300 and up.
Or 349. And then you can have our goal be 350 and above.
I like that.
I'll take one. Thank you.
I like that. So gold sponsors, 350 and up. Silver is 150 to 349. And bronze is 149 below. I like that. That feels more appropriate.
And then their names on any new shirts, but we still give out old shirts for any. Well, old shirts are for anybody who registered race day.
Yeah.
We'll see what we have. If you registered ahead, you always get, you know, that year's color.
Okay. So we like that.
So we just need a little intro to that, along with here are the benefits of donating to the race, and then we can take that around to businesses.
Okay, really suit rough draft here, community
partner.
Thank you. Dear community partner, the Yorkville Library, book it. 5K and fast approaching.
Russ, you're making a mess.
Today is scheduled for Saturday. I know it's the Saturday of Labor Day, but what's the actual day?
I think it's September 2nd.
September 1st or 2nd.
September something, 2017.
My mom tried to throw me a surprise party then. I said, Mom, I know you know I'm busy. But you just don't understand how busy. Not only am I back to work for 2 weeks by then, so I'm crazy. I worry that I didn't run a 5K. She's like, you never take off. I'll be like, I'm... So I'm trying to invite all these people from out of town to come celebrate my birthday on the weekend. I'll be up work.
They can come to the 5K. Called to sign for the race.
Yeah, September 2nd.
Singing happy birthday. Okay, Saturday, September 2nd at 8 a.m. Okay, let's see.
Our mission. Why are we having this 5K?
Thank you. Our mission is to support the
operation of the library.
Yeah. Operation.
I know, but...
For support the library.
When you're trying to sell something, you have to give them something specific to feel like they're supporting.
Mm-hmm.
Support the library through it. And, like, because we don't... We're not specifically targeting, like, the profits of this go here, so we can just say general operating fund, which will cover all of these things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it doesn't help me want to give you money.
Yeah. our mission is to support the library through...
And you say, I want to open more hours. Yeah.
Operation.
You know what I mean?
People don't care about us. No. Open more hours.
We are so public.
You'd be surprised. Grand Station rental, maybe. They raise children.
All right. Currently, the Yorkville Library has a vibrant children's program, and we hope to continue to expand our
adult book club and.
Mm-hmm. Children, young adult, and adult, and young adult, and adult programming.
Young adult. Wow, I can't spell adult. There we go.
I saw the shirts going around now. I can't adult today. I'm like, please take this shirt off. I have no choice but to adult every day. I have two dependent children.
Mm-hmm.
Best programming we can offer to support the members of our community. This is super rough. We can obviously clean this up. as a valued leader in
what happens when you email them? Hmm? Did what's the name they email you? Wasn't somebody else supposed to be here?
Yeah. Darren was supposed to be here. I sent him the same reminder.
I had it on my calendar.
That's the day I leave on my...
Mm-hmm. We're done early, though.
Yeah. I told my brother I'd stop and show up there. Usually we caravan up there.
Mm. She doesn't want to wait for you?
No, he don't want to wait for me. I don't have to get up and go fishing. It'll only be about 2 hours.
Now we're going to start advertising. Last year, they released the summer booklet already for the rec, because they put us in that one last year.
I'll talk with Tim.
The second annual.
Tomorrow. Send him an email or something.
All right. This is super rough. Dear community, partner with the second annual Yorkville Library Booklet 5K is fast approaching. The race day is scheduled for Saturday, September 2nd, 2017 at 8 a.m. Our mission is to support the library through all functions and operations. Currently, the Yorkville Public Library has a vibrant children's program as well as young adult programs and adult book clubs. I know they've got more, but you know, we can always clean it up. Our goal is to be able to continue to provide the best programming we can offer to the members of our community. As a valued leader in our community, we ask for your support. Please consider being a sponsor for the 2017 Book It 5K. Then sponsorship tiers. We hope we can count on your support to deliver a successful race. More importantly, to deliver an important service to our community through the library. That is a terrible sentence. Whatever.
We hope to deliver. No. More importantly, we hope to deliver. We don't have a subject. That's why I'm saying it's a...
There we go.
I would say through the Yorkville Public Library. Yeah, through the library. Because written like that, library doesn't need to be capitalized.
Okay. So, super rough. That can get cleaned up, but it's at least a start.
We can't pay bills next month.
Yes, we can.
Well, you have to.
I can grab all my info. I just have to get, I just have to get over the phone with him to give him my social, but he has everything else.
Oh, is she going to be the vice president?
Yeah. Well, she's a secretary. She should be a signer. I filled up I filled out the paperwork.
You know, it's good treasurer. The actual accountant on our board.
Which one is that?
Susan.
Oh, the new one?
No, Susan's an accountant.
She doesn't have time. Especially during...
tax season. When
which is our busy time for financials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got a rough draft of our letter. Back to sponsors. Who's going after what? So let's see. Oh, I got a State Farm guy in Yorkville.
Okay.
It's gonna be my guy. His name's Nico. Let's see here. He's selling bells too. I just learned that State Farm. We can always go through ones that we feel like we can make a connection at, and then we'll also share it with the rest of the life, with the board, and say, can you guys each pick one?
Yeah.
Fill it in.
I think if we each pick one.
Yeah.
Especially if we give them a letter that they can use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'd be a lot easier.
Do you want me, I'll send all this out, do you want to kind of direct the letter?
Yeah. It's pretty good, but does it feel like it needs more at the top? Do we have letterhead? Oh, it should go on something
it'll go,
like this.
It'll go on this on the library's letterhead. Let's see, where's my...
With the letterhead, I'll make it look a little bit fuller. Outstanding items.
Yeah, is there anything else?
Oh, this is both the draft and our...
Oh, yeah, I flip back.
Okay. So...
I mean, obviously, food and that type of stuff we'll do, but...
Well, last year we have Jimmy John's. We just got water and bananas. Is that all we got?
Yeah.
I think that's all we really need. I mean, that was fun.
I got the bananas from Aldi's. A day or two before, so that they would be really ripe. Water, I think Russ got the water.
I think we both did.
Mm-hmm.
I still have some at home.
It was really cheap. Yeah, I had that water for a long time.
It was $4.
I don't even think I paid that much. All these water were $2 and change.
So for a while, I put water and bananas, same thing as last year.
I'm hoping Jimmy John's will give us little goodie bags.
I just emailed you that. Both of you.
This list?
Yeah, on the library account.
Okay. But we need to... Okay, so Kay has who we've already chosen. We need to email out to the... So does the listserv have the other two taken off already, or the three taken off already? So we can email everybody else Can you please pick one or two of these businesses that have not been chosen to share our letter with? You know what I mean? I mean, via email, we can put the letter.
Yeah. Although this is, you want me to throw it into an Excel real quick?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I want to be able to show them that some have been chosen by us.
No. Because this is a PDF, or not a PDF, a JPEG.
Some more.
I talked to her last year. Just got the apple orchard up. I asked we go by F-126.
Apple orchard.
Keller.
I was going to say, I know they have corn made and...
Keller. Keller Farm Stand. I talked to her last year, and she said, talk to me this year.
Mm-hmm. Now we just got to get them early.
Well, and also part of this, too, is, like, if I take, like, I'm thinking, like, I'm taking Southern Bells, right? Well, I don't actually eat a lot of Southern Bells, but one of my husband's really good friends does. Mm-hmm. He can go ask on my behalf. Anybody can. You got to...
Yeah.
The trick is to find somebody that you can't say no to.
Yeah, I have a relationship with.
Because it's a lot harder to turn somebody down if I'm just a random person calling.
Yeah.
But if you know somebody who's got a connection. What about the YMCA? Do they do
they
that
always
type of
need
stuff?
Money.
Yeah, they don't really. They're not really in the given. They're in the taken. We are.
Yeah, that's why I always ask when I'm at some place like the chiropractors. Do you guys, because they got a big sign up there for the food pantry.
Mm.
And I went, do you guys think about sponsoring a 5K? Yeah, we've done that before. Okay.
All right.
And you have them on there or no?
Yeah, I got them on there.
Oh, you just wrote them
in. Yeah.
All right, so I'm adding Yorkville Liquor, Gruber, and...
Costal DDS.
Who's the...
Gentle Dentals in our town, too. There's so many dentists in our town.
Who's the guy on the city board that's got a law practice... Not city
Cosimo?
County. Yeah.
Carlos?
Do you think he may?
He might.
Excuse me.
I think he was willing to. I think he sponsors one of the mini golf holes. This is Joe Gruber. Is his father. Joe Gruber was on the board when we built that building.
Mm.
He might.
Jimmy Johns was on there. Did you do them last year or do you want to do them again?
I think I did, and they couldn't give us like a monetary one, so they gave us the goodie bags, which I thought was great.
Yeah. We may just ask for that again.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay if I put you down for that?
Yeah. Did I not put next to Jimmy Johns?
Just didn't initial it, but that's okay. We got
to put me next to Jimmy Johns, yeah.
We also, I think you talked to, Calder's. We got those hamburger chips. We still have a bunch up there.
Do we?
Yeah.
Do you think we have enough or any more?
We probably need more.
They give you those like free ice cream chips.
Mm-hmm.
That's where that came from. Mm-hmm. Why it had one. And out of the blue, we said we were going to go to Culver's one day. I mean, this was recently.
Mm-hmm.
This was like a couple months ago.
He was like,
ago.
I got a free ice cream.
And yeah, we were like, oh, let's just go and get ice cream. We're not going to get dinner. We're just going to get ice cream. And all of a sudden, he went, I have a coupon. He runs to the drawer. He's rifling around. I'm like, what are you doing? He pulls out. He's like, here. And I was like,
it's a little blue
child?
Chip. Yeah.
What else is on here? We've got Logo Shirt Company.
So we need to add Culver's because it's not on there.
Yeah. And Logo Shirt, that's you already, right? Because you're...
Well, I'm going to go to Logo Shirt Company about the banner. Sometimes it's like, you could be listed at the top if you give it to us for free. They can't always do that, but sometimes they do.
I know what it was for.
And
then you're doing Cornish? Well, you kind of already asked.
I already asked them in this RPG. They're nowhere local. That's the financial company that I deal with.
RPG? Sorry.
I forget what their full name is, but it's RPG something. But they do financial counseling.
Do they answer the phone like that?
Actually, they do.
Sorry,
so what does that sound for? Stevens, Paradise, Grand, Jimmy John's. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I don't know what short one, but I put that one.
5. I don't know why I'm signing up for extra stuff. Culver's.
Yeah, we got enough. Oh, Culver's.
So this is ice cream chips. I want the same thing. Jimmy John's is bags. 4 runners. I don't know why I apostrophe that.
We've already. Yeah, try these people places give like away. The Jewel who doesn't do anything for anybody.
No. Or you're lucky they let us stand outside. Can't believe the three of them are leaving together.
I got that, so you can email that out to everybody. Do you want me to email this all to you and then you send it to everybody?
Yeah, I can send it.
Okay. I don't know if I have everybody's right address or
what's going on.
Yeah.
So that's good.
It's your first name, dot last name, and yorkville.lib.io.
Yeah, it's the back part I can't remember. When we were doing the website thing, they were like, we can just do yorkvillelibrary.com. I don't know.
He didn't want me to change it.
I know.
When we did, we got all that.
Yorkville.library.com? I don't like .com.
We could have done ypl.org.
ypl.org would have been beautiful.
I went ahead and stuck like a column there for outcome. I don't know that we'll actually.
That's not the way people of today would have thought, because they know that we have not generation like my teenager. I'm talking about 20 to 30 year olds have a short.
Yep.
Attention span. You need to make it something easy to remember.
I'm on
quick tag.
Remember.
Make a cool sticker. Like, you have to rebrand. Our new person should have a vision.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it takes time and experience before you get. Yeah. 2016 doesn't make me think vision, but
there's
somebody who has a vision.
I volunteer to help with a lot of that because I do. I mean, that's a lot of my job right now is job descriptions, process improvements, hiring. Firing sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, designing metrics for you know.
It's going to be an interesting process.
Okay, so I've got
this. There's a lot of people out there looking for director jobs.
Yeah, they've been because they've probably been working in libraries for quite a while. There's only like one for every building, so not a whole lot of people get to move up, you know what I mean? So there's probably quite a few qualified people. I don't know. We probably should do an investigation on what is competitive.
Yeah, I don't have. I mean,
Aaron's doing that for us.
Okay.
Like,
how many years? Like, because I think you're gonna have a huge range.
Right.
The problem is, I don't think we want people
at the
bottom of the range.
Do we need to require the masters or not?
Yes. Yes.
You? Okay.
For a director, yes. I said at our, I'm on the personnel thing. I said at our last thing when I found out that they didn't. It helped me understand, like, how great she's doing for what. Hers is all experience born, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you need to couple it now moving forward. I said, when she leaves, you're going to need to think differently about the position. It needs to be moving forward. Mm-hmm. Most positions require that now. It's different. Like, if you were to hire today, not to require that, people would be looking at you like, that doesn't make sense.
Okay.
20 years ago, well, you'd have had a hard time finding people who were both good at it and necessarily had that. Because it's an expensive degree to get.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Depends on where you get it from, too.
I don't necessarily know any of that. Because, it varies so much by industry. Like, in my industry, people go get an MBA.
And my husband has the same problem.
In other industries, you need that MBA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in his industry, it's not that you have one. It's where you got it from.
No.
He has it from UNC Chapel Hill. But it does matter because he went to Wharton before he went there. So he's sitting in class with people. He's like, I'm so confused. This is the top 11 school. Like, it was number 11 out of all the schools in the country is number 11. However, the way people think and process is different at a number 10 school than it is at like a school where thousands upon thousands of people and they only take the cream of the crop. You're going to get the most critical, the most prepared.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just different. It'll be a process. So we have a good letter. Well, we have the start of a letter. We need to look at it a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And you're going to email. She emailed it to you and you'll share it out. But you share it to everybody.
Yeah. And then when you share it, if you also want to share the sponsorship tiers so that they know what they're asking for.
Well, I think we need to finish the letter. So did you send me just the letter?
No, I haven't sent anything yet. But you're both going to get the Excel list, the letter draft, and the notes.
So this is the notes. Where's the letter draft?
The letter draft is right.
Because we probably want to get that out as soon as possible.
Here.
Yeah.
So if you want to kind of take a look at that group for you and see if there's anything else.
Because he's going to want to send the letter, we'll send it all on this. Mm-hmm. We want to send this along with the Excel sheet.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that people who pick it, say, I'm going there this week, can just go ahead and get started as soon as possible.
I don't know.
Oh, race time. Did we send her back the contract?
And not yet.
Okay. I think we should.
We need to present that at the
board?
At the board meeting.
Okay. So we should probably get from her the cost of hosting it on her site.
Yep.
Okay. Let me go ahead and try an email.
Let's see, Michelle sent me the agenda. I don't.
So our meeting notes are pretty well done, right? I'm not adding anything else to these.
Well. Do you need something like, I'm going to email race time?
Okay.
Race time. I think your email's actually race time. It is.
I'll have to add that to the agenda, because it's not on there, but...
So we can approve on... What is that? What month are we in? May.
Maybe May. I don't know what day that is. May 12th?
Does she have her fee on here?
She does, the $450.
Okay.
I can't believe it's only $450. Is it always it?
That's what she knows. It's way more. That's what she did to it first. Because we have such a small group.
Yeah.
I think if we ever got big, then May 8th
she'll
is the date.
Probably incrementally. Yeah.
I think her total bill was something like
$700. Maybe because of those lights and stuff? There's more.
Either that or she charged us wrong, but I seem to recall her bill, bill being around $750. I guess since we are really authorizing money, I'll have to have Michelle add it to the bid or add it to the agenda with that with the $450 on it. Well, actually, we'll make it like not to exceed $750 because it's
I can probably
there was
look.
Other.
It was an inbox. It was race time. I think she sent me an electronic copy of the bill and I forwarded it to you. That would have been your invoice for services. Oh, has been mailed directly to you. I think she mailed it to the library.
Yeah. I'll have to... It's race time, yeah.
Oh, yeah, this was just overall results. So I don't have it.
Oh, we got a...
I think it was on that spreadsheet.
Get volunteers, too.
Yes. We need to give volunteers. Last year, I set up a sign-up genius.
I liked that.
But I feel like more of us need to... To work at getting people to, like, we each need to try and get to, I think if we each got 3 volunteers, we'd be okay. But I don't know, we need to do a better job of, because most of the volunteers were all my friends.
Yeah.
My team were my friends. I was like, these are all my people. What if, and I'm not in charge of the high school step team next year. So, they had a race director seminar, Russ.
Did they?
Back in February in Glen Ellen.
I will hit up the Run Junkies again. We did get a couple from them.
Yeah.
The high school. Can we ask high school, middle school? Do we have ways to do
that? I feel like high schoolers could not run because they're in season.
Oh, I'm thinking about volunteers. Study.
I think that would be nice. We could ask the...
I mean, just put Yorkville cross country / track teams.
Yeah, cross country is what's in season at the time. So, yeah, as volunteers, I think that would be great. And they're looking often for ways that they can. Our athletic directors always want us to volunteer.
Yeah.
So I think that would be a fantastic cross-country volunteer opportunity, because it's a run in season. At the beginning of the season, they can get something out of the way that they helped out. Yeah, I think if we presented it as like a volunteer instead of a...
Because last year you were trying to get them to run.
Well, high school can't run it because they're in season. And I offered it to middle school, but most of them are middle school. They're not. Their parents aren't going to pay for them to run. They're not that serious.
Do we have an avenue to get middle school kids to volunteer? And do we think they would?
I mean, I can send it to the cross-country person the same as I did last year.
But, like, not just cross-country, but, like, to the whole... Do we have,
you wouldn't want just... They usually volunteer through the sport or club that they're in. So that's what my steppers, because they're on my team, volunteer, because I told them this is our first volunteer opportunity.
Yeah.
But I don't really have the middle schoolers as much with me yet. It's early on for them. And the high schoolers are going to be doing the weekend before they're going to do a blood drive. So they will have just done, you know, and they need to not have two weekends in a row of activities. But I think if we present it, if we present it as we're having this race, and we'd really like to have volunteers from cross country to the middle school and high school cross country coaches, it's something they could put on their calendar and know ahead of time if they don't have a race. See, the thing is, if they have a race, they never really know. I don't know how far out they know if they have a race. I can ask Mr. Miller.
Well, and I know Susan's boy is in Boy Scouts, because my son's still in Cub Scouts. Cub Scouts are not very helpful.
No. Boy Scouts are, but not,
I mean, Wyatt helped, but it was a lot of coaching.
Yeah. Volunteer. Okay, that's not how you spell volunteer.
What other packets of people can we... Well, I think also maybe in the email that we send Russ to the rest of the board.
Well, you should go to your book friends.
Same thing. Oh, yeah.
Well, they have their book sale.
Oh, that day, that's true.
Right, but if they can also talk to their friends, like if each of them has... I'm making stuff up. Like, oh, my quilting club. I can ask them to help me volunteer.
I don't think so. You know? There are friends who aren't necessarily able to commit a whole bunch of time to the book sale, but this is still supporting the library.
Like,
why wouldn't they?
Friends, not the friends.
I know, but I think that this is like something. It's a more contained. Like, I'm going to ask my knitting club lady to show up at this 8 a.m. race and.
Yeah,
you need most of the people you need
friends.
To be standing at corners, so you need the younger people.
I mean, it doesn't have to be the knitting club. I just couldn't think of anything besides running club.
I was like, because
you know
I don't
mean?
Think that we want the knitting club standing at corners.
Like, just if we ask each of the board members to try to identify, try to think about who you socialize with, who, like, maybe if it's like your kids, maybe if it's an older person, it's maybe. Could you ask your kids if any of their, like, if you've grown kids, if they'd be willing to donate, I don't know, volunteer time or something.
Spreadsheet that I found from last year that had all the expenses and revenue on it did not show race time.
Because it was all of our expenses.
Yeah.
The bill would be in record, but I don't, she mailed it directly to the library.
Okay.
So I don't remember what it was exactly. And I don't have the digital version.
So, technically, we didn't make money last year.
We did, only a little. Remember? Because that's why you submitted your receipt.
Yeah. Well, what I'm showing here was...
Well, we were, like, clear. We didn't lose any money.
We were
broke
pretty
even.
Much broke even.
Which is totally fair for the first year.
Yeah.
Especially considering it got thrown together.
I could have Michelle pull that bill if you want. Or pull that...
Contract to compare.
Yeah. Well, I think the number down here was the same, but I want to say the bill that she submitted was more than that. It might not have been... But yeah, I told Michelle to add it to the agenda with not to exceed $750.
Yeah.
so we're covered.
Yeah. For just them?
For just them.
Okay.
Are we done?
I think so. I just emailed.
Any other groups of people?
Cross country.
Volunteering. I also quit all social media, so I'm limited there. Sorry.
But the YPL's on there, yeah. And we can always have them post the.
I can have friends.
Now, when the junkies. Yeah, when YPL posted on their page, mm-hmm. it could go out to a lot more people.
Yeah.
I share this kind of stuff all the time, and then my friends share it.
Yeah.
Vocally, so.
One of the things I was going to have them do is put something on the website about save the date, September the
2nd. That's what they should do right now.
Yeah.
And we got to make
Facebook,
sure.
Facebook, the feed, you know, keeps going down. So I don't know if that's
but they can make it. But they can make an event.
Mm-hmm.
And so people, it pops up in different people's thing when you make a public event. So their page, they can make, I'll make an event sometimes 2 or 3 months out so that people can start going, I'm going. Mm-hmm. So I made it and invited my friends, but it'd be a lot better if the YPL made it mm-hmm. and I shared the event with my friends rather than it be only, because then I can only share it to my friends, whereas it coming from a public place like YPL, it can go out to whoever. So that would be a really powerful way to start advertising it now. For them to create a Facebook event.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can start sharing that event with any and everybody we know on social media. Because public pages, sometimes you don't even have to have a Facebook account to go to public, to view public pages. So that's what would be really good about that.
And I'll talk to Tim from the park board. Tell them, yes, we are going to do it, but because of some of the complaints we got last year about the difficulty
there was several layers to it. Did you sign up on site or online?
I didn't run, so.
Oh, I signed up online, and it made it look like you had to register for the park district before you had to. I was like, too many layers. You're supposed to put in your information, put in your credit card,
I
you
would
pay.
Have given up. I wouldn't have gone there.
Well, that's what the one teacher was like. I'm not trying. She came the day of, but she's a persevere, but she's like, I can see a lot of people probably would have been like, okay, they're asking for too much information.
Yeah.
And it's not a race type way you would register for a race.
Right.
It was like you were registering for a park district program.
Yeah. I wouldn't have. All right, so I just sent that to you guys.
That's it.
And we'll tackle.
We're adjourned.